Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 250. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Did you say 250?
I did say 250.
Then I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
249, 251, no, but 250, yes.
We made it. 250. 250.
We did. And we have a guest.
We do.
Many. A 250 guest.
Mr. Pete Peterson.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Feeling very middle-aged and very creeped out this evening.
That's great.
That's awesome.
You fit in well.
You have to when you come in the Mako studio.
Yeah.
You have to be middle-aged and creeped out. So.
Well, they bring you in.
You almost got disinvited, though. Didn't you almost get disinvited?
Yes, yes.
Because of certain baseball
certain hockey games.
Ever since he got invited to join us, all my teams are losing.
So. You may
to his teams,
you
not
may
just
never
losing,
hear from me again.
But to his teams.
End up in a hole somewhere.
ditch on the side of the road.
We'll make it through.
If you don't hear Todd's voice, he's outside cutting my brake lines. And he took a quick break.
A literal break. Right?
I'll show him. No, it is good to have you, Pete. Had a good full episode just now.
We
so
did.
Good mm-hmm. discussion. So mm-hmm. now we got a good mini. Let's get right to it, mm-hmm. shall we? Sean,
this
what is it?
Is my topic, even though I kind of forgot.
You did forget.
I did a little bit. Forsyth Park in Savannah, Georgia. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic. Forsyth Park. Now, did you get to go to this when you were down in Savannah? Was this part of any tours or anything?
No.
It is widely considered one of the most haunted locations in the state. Of course it is. Renowned for its Civil War history and persistent ghostly sightings. While the park is a beautiful 30-acre landmark known for its iconic fountain and Spanish moss-draped oaks, it is also infamous for reports of shadow figures, phantom footsteps, and apparitions resembling Civil War soldiers beneath its trees.
When we went to Georgia to Tybee Island is where we stayed, and then we did the ghost tour of Savannah, and then whatever, two or three days later, we did a more of a tour of the city. I love the Spanish moss. I just love the tree. It's so cool. So cool. And there was a stretch, parts. This beautiful street, because I was like, this is cool. This is what I expected.
And Spanish moss.
Did not disappoint.
Ancient oaks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oaks. Yeah, that's why Hollywood loves it, right?
No, I had, but yeah, on our tour, and then like I said, when we went, spent the entire day in Savannah, I knew nothing about Forsyth Park. Mm-hmm. So
it's roughly 30 acres. Mm-hmm. And it's known for its iconic fountain.
Mm.
I think I read somewhere that when they bought the fountain, it was like bought out of a catalog.
Really?
Like, yeah, I swear. I'll have to dig around. Like
it was
like, because there's other places that have like the same or a very similar fountain. They were like, hey, we want that one.
And then Fountains R Us.
They buy it from Wish.
When I think of fountains, I think about Married with Children and the Chicago fountain. Love and Marriage. You know,
yep.
Frank said,
yep.
Love. And marriage. Yeah, that's not this one, but
I'll have to look it up.
I doubt that one was bought out of a catalog.
That is funny. That's a good tidbit. I've got here, Forsyth Park is one of the most photographed locations in Savannah and one of the most haunted, of course. Beneath the Spanish moss and ancient oaks, visitors and ghost tour guides alike have reported... Oh, is that what you read? Is that why you read?
Maybe.
A little sounded bit. Familiar.
A little bit.
Kind of.
I actually read the AI version on Google.
Oh, okay.
And I think it pulls from some of this stuff. So.
I'm like, wait a minute. But
it's all right. Ancient Oaks, yeah. Spanish boss. We like it.
I got something in my eye.
I am going to predict we are already going to be...
Butcher this?
No. Not, well, that too. But no, I've been like clamoring to get down there.
Oh, yeah.
The park has a long history connected to war, tragedy, and death. And for decades, visitors have reported strange experiences after dark. Shadowy figures that move between the trees. Footsteps on empty pathways. Cold spots that appear without warning on warm Savannah nights.
What about cold Savannah nights? They don't have such a thing, right?
Warm spots.
There you go.
I'm going to make up for my little... Yeah, nonsense. I just spoke up.
Do it.
It says of course, it is, again, one of the most photographed locations in the entire city, mm-hmm. a place where couples get engaged, where families spend lazy Sunday afternoons, and where tourists stop to take in the beauty of one of America's most enchanting cities. I can't agree more.
I read that.
I want to. You did not. I'm just kidding. I love Savannah, and I've mentioned on the podcast before, if I had the money, that's where I'd live.
I'd love to go there.
Gosh, it's awesome.
Just from what you say, and then what we've covered and things.
Not
I've
even.
Seen, I love it.
Too. I mean, it's got endless haunted locations, but even if that was not
you
part
said
of it,
it's clean as a whistle, right?
I did not. Yeah, I didn't see a wrapper, a piece of paper, nothing on the street. Like that's it's. Great. Immaculate.
And it's just so like it seems like it's so such a good balance of beauty, and then you've got the creepy haunted stuff
and mansions,
you know, and so and yeah. It's not just like, oh, I'm gonna go there because it's all creepy stuff.
Did you say you've been there?
No, I have not.
Yeah,
no,
so
no.
Yeah,
it is amazing. It is amazing. Only Todd. It's beautiful. Yeah, no, like when we're driving around, and then we took a tour bus, and then we got off on different stops, and I'm like, there is no trash, like there's nothing on the street like that. Yeah, it's like perfect. So very expensive though to live there.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah, I didn't know anything about Forsyth Park.
It was named after John Forsyth, the 33rd governor of Georgia, and later the United States Secretary of State under President Andrew Jackson and Martin Van Buren.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did you know that Savannah was founded in 1733? I didn't know that. I mean... it's not like I know tons about Savannah anyway, but it seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, by
not 1933.
James Oglethorpe. Yeah, we talked when we did the ghost walking tour. They talked about James Oglethorpe.
So I did find it. Savannah. It was in a city's effort to emulate the Parisian urban planning. Some details about the origins of the Forsyth Fountain have been lost in translation. According to the original historic placards, the fountain was an exact replica of the Fontaine de Mer. After all, it is said that imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. On the other hand, according to some misinformed tour guides, the fountain was ordered from a Sears Roebuck catalog, emblematic of the rise of mail order shopping. However, this rumor is chronologically impossible, as the founders of Sears were not born at that time. So where did the fountain come from? It is true that the Forsyth fountain was ordered from a catalog, but it wasn't Sears. Intricate ironwork was gaining popularity, and a company called Janes and Kirkland Company featured the model of the Forsyth fountain called Number 5 in their illustrated catalog of ornamental ironwork. A representative from the company had seen Michael Joseph Napoleon Lynard's creation for the JVP Andre Iron Foundry of Paris, which showcased the fountain at the Great Exhibition in 1851 in the Crystal Palace of London. In other words, the Forsyth Fountain was purchased from a catalog that based their product design on a piece shown at an exhibit in London by a French designer for a Parisian ironwork company. Rest assured, somewhere down the line, the fountain has ties to Paris.
Nice. Very good. And Sears Roebuck right now.
Huh? Yeah.
maybe not so much on that.
The fountain obviously is well photographed, and many ghost tours stop near the fountain during the tour, and people take their pictures in front of it, and they report seeing unusual figures appearing in the nighttime photographs taken near the fountain. Shapes and shadows that were not visible to the naked eye when the photo was taken. Were these just tricks of light, long exposures capturing movement, or something else entirely? Is a question that each visitor must answer for themselves.
See, I'm thinking Savannah Strickers. You think it's a Stricker?
Mm-hmm. It's a Stricker! Is that through the quad?
It's possible.
Is that like the Fresno Nightcrawlers? You got the Savannah Streakers.
I feel like right? If Sean had a softball team in Savannah, it would be called the Savannah Streakers.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey guys, I've got a team. We're gonna call them the Savannah Streakers.
That's beautiful. Actually, that's perfect.
talking about the Civil War history, says the presence of so many soldiers, men far from home, many of whom were sick, wounded, or dying, left a mark on Savannah that many believe persists to this day. Ghost stories connected to Civil War soldiers are among the most common reports in haunted Savannah, and Forsyth Park generates its share. Visitors have reported seeing apparitions resembling soldiers walking among the trees particularly, I hate that word, in the southern portion of the park where the ground is less manicured and the oak canopy is thickest. These figures are typically described as moving slowly and deliberately as if on patrol or walking guard duty. They appear briefly and then seem to dissolve into the shadows between the trees.
You know, it's interesting.
That would be cool, I think.
I've never heard this kind of history, but it says that those trees, the oaks with the Spanish moss, that was all planted. So it went from 10 acres to 30 acres, and that was back in the 1850s, just before Civil War. So this, and it's taken all these years for them to blossom into what they are. So back then they wouldn't even been that big.
Right.
So it would look different now than it would to them, you know. So it's just very interesting. I had never thought of it that way.
We need time travel.
Right.
We have to go see what it looked like.
Yes.
Just that would be cool.
Little tiny sprouts.
That would be cool.
But yeah.
Confederate troops used the park's open grounds for drills and musters earlier in the war. The Union soldiers occupied many of the city's public spaces during the occupation that followed. So, they used the park.
I always have to think, you know, when they're doing, like, when you hear about outside paranormal areas and they do investigations, that the temperature, the weather, all this has to have some sort of influence on it. So I'm pretty skeptical about that. But then you have to think about just the amount of history that occurred on just this property alone, like the Civil War, Union and Confederate. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a Native American presence at some point.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And not only the park, but all the buildings around the park. And I'm sure you guys read some of all the other buildings around the park are haunted for some reason or another. Just all that emptying into this park. It just,
a lot of energy.
It's outside. It could be a lot of things in the pictures, like Nate was saying, but can you really deny that much history and paranormal, you know, activity and energy?
Right.
It's gotta be there.
That's right. Why this paragraph says this military history is important because location tied to wartime places where soldiers trained, camped, suffered, and sometimes died are frequently associated with ghost stories. The ground beneath Forsyth Park has absorbed more than a century and a half of human conflict, and many believe the history has left a mark that goes beyond what can be seen in the daylight. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. This is interesting. Some Ghost City Tours guides who walk home through the park after finishing their evening tours have reported similar experiences. On more than one occasion, guides have described hearing distinct footsteps behind them on the park's gravel paths, footsteps that stopped the moment they stopped walking and resumed the moment they started again. Each time, the path behind them was completely empty.
Savannah Streaker.
Mm-hmm.
It is tied to the Savannah Streaker.
That's right. Yes. I knew that's how you're going to end it.
That's right. That would be creepy, though.
I wonder if, like, you're walking and you hear the footsteps behind you. If you start to run, do they start to run to keep up with you?
Right.
That would be pretty wild.
That's another element.
That gave me the chills.
Like, I can't get away. Your mind starts kind of running away.
Or you start walking backwards. Do they go?
There you go.
Do they pedal backwards?
See? It's like the Smiling Man, you know? That gives you the,
oh, gosh, that's a long time ago we talked about.
Yeah. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
One of the more common reports involves figures sitting on park benches. Visitors walking through the park at night have described seeing what appears to be a person sitting alone on a bench, only to find the bench completely empty when they drew closer. The figure simply was not there when they arrived at the spot where they had clearly seen someone sitting just moments before.
It was Forrest Gump.
That's right.
Box of chocolates. Yes, exactly. You didn't bring a box of chocolates, so he was like, I'm out. Deuces.
We saw the spot where they, where he was sitting. Did we talk about the shadow figures?
Some of them, yeah.
Beneath the oak trees, did we mention that?
Real quickly. If you have more information, go for it.
Well, if I repeat, just tell me. Among the most frequently reported paranormal experiences in Forsyth Park are sightings of shadow figures beneath the park's massive live oak trees. These reports have come from visitors, residents, and Ghost City tour guides over a period of many years, and they share enough common details to form a consistent pattern. The shadow figures are typically described as dark, human-shaped forms that move between the trees at the edges of the park's walkways. They are most often seen at night when the park is quiet and the streetlights cast long shadows through the moss-draped branches. Witnesses describe the figures as appearing briefly, sometimes for only a second or two, before disappearing into the deeper shadows beneath the canopy. Hmm. What makes these sightings notable is their consistency. The figures are almost always described as dark and indistinct, without clear facial features or clothing details. They move smoothly and silently without the sound of footsteps or the rustling of leaves. They are most commonly seen at the periphery of vision, noticed in the corner of the eye and gone by the time the witness turns to look directly.
Can't I be know where we're camping.
Yeah. Can't be a good shadow figure. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Always like shadow figures.
Did you guys see that there is a Confederate memorial?
No.
No. Mm-hmm.
Located in the center of the park, the Confederate memorial was erected in 1875 to honor the Confederate soldiers who fought and died during the Civil War. The monument features a bronze figure of a Confederate soldier standing atop a tall stone pedestal facing north. Whatever one's view on the monument's place in modern Savannah, its presence is a tangible reminder that the park has deep connections to the Civil War, connections that many believe contribute to the paranormal activity reported within the park's boundaries.
Hmm.
So I sent you this. This makes me think of the naval ships for the Confederates when they ran out of iron. They started using bales of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you know that?
No, I did not.
I did not.
That's
and
crazy.
And I looked it up because I'm like, this has to be BS. It's totally true. Wow. But they said when there was a need, and that was, they actually reinforced the ships just as good, if not better. I don't know about better than iron, but good enough for government work, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least the Confederate government. But they showed these, basically a recreation of what these ships would have looked like with big, huge cotton bales.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Exactly. So that made me think of that. I was like, who did I say that? I said that to Pete.
Yeah.
Because I didn't believe it at first, but I'm like, I've never heard that in history.
I know a lot about history and military history.
I knew you would like that. Yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
Strange sounds are also reported with some regulatory. Visitors have described hearing faint whispers or distant voices when no one else is nearby. Sounds that seem to come from just beyond the tree line or from somewhere deeper in the park. The voices are never distinct enough to make out specific words, but the impression of someone speaking or several people speaking quietly is strong enough to make listeners stop and search for the source.
That would be cool if, like, you hear not just a voice, but like a conversation, like a disembodied conversation between two or three people.
They're talking about you.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to hear Whispers of State. That's why they call it Whispers of State. But right. We never hear whispers. Although I did hear the one time I was coming from the kitchen into the, what would that be? The sitting room?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, like a, and I was
I heard a cough.
Oh, yeah, you heard the cough.
In the bathroom. And they said, oh, yeah, that's probably the lady under the stairs. I'm like, it didn't come from the lady. That would have been left.
Total
it was
opposite.
In my right, and it was in this back little area that you go downstairs to. But
to the basement.
I heard this like, I'm just like, that's weird.
That was neat.
And nobody else was over there, but I was the only one over there.
But we don't hear whispers. We never hear whispers.
Yeah, it was weird.
Guests on Ghost City tours have occasionally reported seeing strange movement near the park when passing it during nighttime tours through the historic district. While the tours themselves do not typically enter the park, the proximity of certain tour routes to Forsyth Park means that guests sometimes catch glimpses of the park's interior, and what they see there is not always easy to explain. So I say we go. We got to go to Savannah, all of us. Road trip.
For sure.
You guys can see the beautiful city of Savannah, and then we'll take in all
of it. We might want to stay and live there like you want to.
Yeah.
They may never get rid of us.
Yeah. All the million-dollar mansions.
There's around there. It's within the periphery of the park, but it says beyond the park itself, the Forsyth Park Inn and the mansion on Forsyth Park are reported as highly active haunted sites as well. So the park inn guests and owners frequently report sightings of Lottie, a 14-year-old girl who allegedly poisoned her mother, which was her aunt. I don't know what that means.
I'm confused.
That's what it says. It allegedly poisoned her mother, her aunt, and was subsequently institutionalized. Her ghost is, well, no wonder she's...
Well, her aunt.
Yeah. Okay.
Like,
I see. I get it. Yeah. Now that makes sense.
Like two people.
First, I was like, I'd be kind of confused too. And institutionalized from that. Her ghost is said to wander the halls and gardens. The mansion of Forsyth Park, visitors have described disturbing encounters, including sleep paralysis, dark entities, and feeling of being held down in bed, with staff members noting similar incidents among previous guests. And then there's other sightings. Reports include strange noises, objects moving on their own, and the appearance of dummy forts from the 1910s being used as ghostly training grounds.
So on the Lottie thing, I read another article here. It says she once lived there with her uncle and aunt, who took her in and raised her. Later, her sister was taken in as well. One day, she believed she discovered her sister was having a romantic affair with her uncle. Angered and worried the family would fall apart, she poisoned her sister, only to find out later that her sister was actually her birth mother.
Yikes.
Well, that's why it says,
traumatized by the realization she had killed her mother, she went insane and was committed to a mental institution. Allegedly, her ghost appears to guests of the inn as she looked as a young girl.
Why was she, you said 14?
I'm glad you looked that 14, up.
Yeah. Wow.
Because that parentheses didn't make any sense. I'm like, what the heck?
It's hard to kind of.
Does she go by Lottie Dottie? We like to potty.
Party or potty?
That's a long three-point shot that you came up with. Yeah. I was not expecting that.
That is sad. That's a tragic story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's sad. Anything else on Forsyth Park or Forsyth Inn or Forsyth anything? I like this place. I like this area.
There were claims that there are tunnels underneath the park.
Ooh.
It says that's largely based on local legend rather than widely documented historical fact, but people still like to talk about them. It says, according to a 2010 travel blog discussing the park, there is a persistent rumor that over 2,000 victims of the 1876 yellow fever epidemic are buried beneath the park's fountain and that tunnels run underneath the site.
Because one of the adjacent buildings was a hospital.
Right.
And then they put the bodies under there. There was also
The old Chandler Hospital. Yep.
The mansion on Forsyth Park was originally. Did you read this already? Was originally a private residence owned by Lewis Gumka.
No.
Then served as a funeral home for over 50 years.
Well, there you
so,
go.
So
that's gonna make it haunted.
Be haunted.
All
doesn't
comes
take
together.
Much of a stretch to feel like a funeral home turned hotel could probably have spirits lurking.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah.
So cool.
Yep. 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 It was good. I don't have anything else. If you guys do, great. If not,
we're all Savannah'd out.
Savannah'd out. Savannah Streaker'd out.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
The Savannah.
I wasn't going to bring it up again.
Well, Nate. I guess we're done, so help us out here.
Well, podcasts are like a box of chocolate.
Aww.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yes.
That's right. And that's a wrap.
Oh, he's really proud of that one.
Even
no wonder the spirits like
spirits
this.
Spirits are,
that's a wrap.
Whispers are like, duh. Of course it's going to be great.
No wonder.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Look, he's really proud.
Yeah. Nate's our hero.
Ear to ear. Oh,
I know it. Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 250 and our discussion on Forsyth Park in Savannah, Georgia. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.